Yeah, you say you had to
grease it.
And yesterday he
greased it.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner
tube.
And if a door was squeaking, you could put a few drops of...
Oh.
And say if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they were going to...
Yeah, then... I would say put it afloat.
Okay. What different kinds of boats did people used to have around here?
Well, the old motorboats would be about all.
What about wood boats that people used to have? Say if they were going to go fishing or something.
Well, they just call them boats and motors.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a bateau or a pirogue?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Something that you could sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap or strap.
Uh-huh. How do people used to, what they used to call that?
They'd hone their razor.
Uh-huh.
Say, how did they do it?
What about something they could use for sharpening a knife on?
Well, what do they call those things? A wet rock, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And something bigger they could use for an axe, maybe. To turn around. Big old thing.
Oh, I know what that is. An emery wheel, isn't it?
Well, bigger than that. Is it grind? Do you ever hear grind? Grindstone or grind rock?
I don't guess so.
Uh-huh. Something that, children would play on. You take a board and...
Seesaw. A seesaw.
Uh-huh. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were...
Seesawing.
Any old-fashioned name for seesaw?
Nothing to know of.
Mm-hmm. What about something that's spin around and around?
We always call that the merry-go-round.
Any other name for that?
Mm-mm.
And even if you made it at home... Just taking a board and...
That's all we ever called it. They may have another name for it, but I don't remember. I don't know what it could be.
Yeah. What about, did you ever hear of taking a board and fixing that down at both ends and children would jump on it?
What is it, Belinda?
I've heard it, but I don't...
What you call it?
It's a trampoline. No.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though.
I know.
Did you ever hear a javelin board or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
What about, you say you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
A swing.
And something that people used to burn in lamps would be...
Coal oil.
Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of anybody making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Mm-hmm. Some people would call them flares. Now that,
mm-hmm.
I guess they would use them for a light.
Mm-hmm. How would they make it?
I don't know. I've never seen it. I would always think it would blow up. So, I never have seen one like that.
Uh-huh. Say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, now here, your clothes here.
I tell him, just get dressed or try it.
Or you hand him the clothes and say,
get dressed.
Or here, what, your clothes here?
Here are your clothes, yeah.
Okay. And say if a child was going to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, there's no need for you to be scared, what's gonna hurt you?
He wouldn't hurt.
Uh-huh. Huh?
He wouldn't hurt. He'd say, I'm not going to hurt you.
Okay. And say if I asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You'd say, no, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample, I guess.
And something that you might wear over your dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety pin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
And if it was real cold before you went outside, you'd put on your
coat.
What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay, do you remember when they had a 3-piece suit?
Uh-huh.
What would that be?
Vest.
Uh-huh.
Coat, trousers, and vest.
Okay. Any other name for trousers?
Pants or slacks.
Mm-hmm. What about something that a man might wear if he was working out around the barn?